The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons, we are live here from Gillette Stadium. Nice to have you with us today, and we're joined on the phone by Drake Mays, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with five New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, and by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Get next day delivery with removal and disposal at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Drake May, how are we doing today?
What's going on? Is it all right? Hanging in there.
Doing great. Now, congratulations on the win, first and foremost. I want to start about what happened earlier on in the week, though, as we heard about you being frustrated in practice, calling a team meeting. What wasn't going right in practice? Let's start there. What prompted the meeting in the first place? What did you see out on the practice field maybe that you didn't like?
I think just what we're putting out on the practice field, I don't think was a testament to the guys we have in that room and on the offense, especially. I think it was more of an offensive side things to control as the quarterback. And I was trying to get the guys together and focus up and kind of detail the little things and focusing on that. And I felt like they ended up helping us out in on Sunday.
You mentioned last night when you talked about this that maybe you flubbed some words, but you think the general message got across. But were you a little nervous to do it? I mean, you are. Only started half a season here. You're 22 years old. Some of these guys you're looking at are men and been in the league for 6, 8, 10 years. Were you a little nervous to do it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, really, first time getting up there. I've said some things to the guys in the huddle and obviously the offense during practice, but you're really in the meeting room. I wouldn't say I was, really that nervous, but exactly like Fred said, really the first time. And I think Jacoby's did a great job during training camp of really doing it. And he still does it, throughout the season of getting the offense, real leader on the offense. So just trying to sell my part, and I think the point got across. That's the main thing.
Did you feel like it was well received? Like when you finished, were you like, okay, that was good. That was a good first step for my leadership, and they bought into what I was saying.
Yeah, I think it was more of that, more just really get the guys going, and I think it filtered over to practice and really filtered over to Sunday. So. I guess that means the message got across. I think those guys respected it and look forward to hopefully get back practice this week and hopefully get another win.
All right, so you get to Chicago. It's obviously a very windy day, tough conditions out there. You have another offensive line combination and a rejuvenated team now that you gave a big pep talk to. You get out there on the field, the first quarter starts, maybe not the way you wanted it to. How are you feeling after that first quarter?
Yeah, I think really that after that first drive, like you said, the first quarter when you went out there, got in the red zone, ended up kicking for three, and then obviously my turnover didn't help. So really just, I thought we could move the ball on these guys. I was proud of the guys up front for how they fought, and really I think the biggest thing was those 3 and 4 and 5 yard runs ended up leading, helping us down the road. I think just kept on, pounding the rock and kind of got back to running the football, which has helped a lot. And that win was something else. I think even at times in the game, the ball was just sitting there waiting for, the center. They would set it, and the ball would just be rolling down the field. It was a good experience, though. I think we practiced in the wind a lot up here in Boston. Obviously, that's the windy city, so, a little different. But I thought we still managed to, have some big plays in the air. And thought defense, how about that? And I thought they won that football game.
You mentioned that interception. I think we can all agree that was pretty ugly. I don't know if you've gone back and watched it on film. I know you said you were trying to throw it away, didn't get it there. Just sort of talk us through what you saw, what came in reality, and what you learned from it.
Yeah, we just had a double move on the outside, and it wasn't there. They were sitting on it, and the crosser with hoop was covered up. So you're kind of one of those things, you're looking downfield, and you kind of quick and set your feet knowing somebody's coming from behind to throw it. Try to throw it out of bounds and just kind of let it go a little farther, throw it in the first row. So I don't think those things happened. Obviously, it wasn't a great play. So
Andy and I were arguing over what your best throw of the day was. I thought it was the booty throw. He thought it was the hooper throw. What do you think it was?
I don't know. I think those two great catches. You know, I think Hooper's catch was awesome. Big play from him, and then Booty made a great catch across the middle. Glad we got to spike it. So I think had a chance to make probably my best throw was had a chance to make it on the scramble before the 2 minute to Booty. Underthrew it a little bit. Obviously, I wish I had that one back. So up for grabs. I wish I definitely had some ones I wish I had back though.
On the touchdown throw, was it good to get Jalen back incorporated into the offense? I know he didn't get a lot of looks in that game, but getting him in the end zone must have been a nice boost for him and for you.
No doubt. Anytime you get in the end zone, a confidence booster for a rookie. And it felt good. And, one of the first touchdowns between me and Jalen. Hopefully a lot more coming in the future. And I'm just happy for him and looking forward to have him get him keep going.
On the throw to Hooper, he said something post-game about he wasn't really open and you kind of threw him open with your throw. And I know a lot of analysts, even coaches, talk about there's college open versus NFL open and throwing guys open. Are you learning that? Are you seeing that? Is there a different level of, quote-unquote, being open in the NFL compared to what you're used to in the college game?
My mindset, back there is, hey, one-on-one and just give my guy a chance. That's kind of what I always thought. And on the Hooper play, his back is turned to me, and Hooper's a kind of big hoop is on a corner route, and give him a chance, just give him a chance, and kind of let it high, let him go up and get it, and he made a nice grab. So I think what they say about NFL, college, and between the open and not open, I think there's times where definitely tighter windows, but at the same time, one on one to me, I feel like pretty much since I grew up when it was open.
Drake, I don't know if you saw this, if you watched the game with the commentary or not, but on the flea flicker, the studio, the play-by-play and color commentators were very negative about it. Even though it picked up like 7 yards, they were like, oh, that's it? That's all you're getting? Was that the idea of that play? Was that supposed to be more of a bigger chunk play? Because the broadcast team seemed to think that was not executed the way it was meant to be.
I think you leave, certain plays, what we're trying to accomplish out of it. Just glad we picked up a long developing play for 8 yards, but hey, we had a gain. I think we may have had pop of maybe score it, get all those linemen out, but same time, I think the defense kind of, one of those plays, once they see it, they kind of rally.
When we see you run, sometimes it looks like you are intent on running, picking up yards, getting out of bounds. Other times there was that one play late in the game where you stepped up, kind of flipped it to Hunter for a nice gain down the left sideline. What is your thought process when it starts to break down, you start to run? Are you running to throw? Do you decide quickly to run? Do you try to push off the run as long as possible? What's your mindset there?
Yeah, I think I think the first thing is kind of moving in the pocket to throw. I think that's the biggest thing as a quarterback, keeping my eyes downfield. And also my biggest thing is to be decisive. I think a lot of times you see guys that, thinking, hey, should I move here? Should I leave here? So I think the biggest thing is just...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's being decisive, and that's what I try to be, and whether it's picking up 3 or 4 on a scramble or, like you said, about to scramble, keep my eyes up and hitting Hunter in the late game for a big first down. So I think my mindset is to be decisive back there.
There was some reporting before the game, or maybe during it, I can't exactly remember, Drake, that Kendrick Bourne wasn't going to get a lot of snaps. I don't think he got any in the game. This is a veteran receiver in that room, someone that I don't know what your relationship with him is like, but in terms of your development as a young quarterback, I guess, do you have any sort of say in who plays and who doesn't? Is that something that they come to you and ask you about, or how do you feel about losing a weapon like Bourne in the passing game?
Yeah, I think KB, first of all, he's a great teammate and great leader on this team. You're going to see KB more throughout you're definitely going to see him again throughout the rest of the season. So excited to have him out there. I think some nice catches against Tennessee and the Titans. So, really, as a rookie, I'm not really controlling who's out there. I'm more worried about, doing my job. So that's kind of that's kind of the gist of it.
I think you're aware we talk to Jonathan Jones as well every Monday. And in recent weeks, he acknowledged he was pleasantly surprised that the morale of the team was staying high, even though there were some losses. And you were 2-7 before this week. Have you seen that same thing, that even though the record and the results haven't always been where guys want it to be, that sort of the energy, effort, and attitude of the team has stayed at a relatively high level?
Yeah, I think I have noticed that. I think that's a testament to the guys we have in that locker room and the camaraderie. I think these guys we're all big fans of each other. We enjoy, coming to play football and playing on Sundays and work throughout the week. I think that's the biggest thing I've noticed. And especially for us young guys, I think we know what the real kind of, you may not see the outcome or the results, right away, but it's coming down the road and guys are keeping, positive vibes. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've kind of noticed, is especially these young guys and I think the vets have done a great job of kind of, reeling in the younger guys and letting us know, hey, these little things can, could be the difference in the game. And I think we're seeing that more and more throughout the season and learning, and got a chance to hopefully, win 3 out of 4 this week. And I think that's something that you can build on.
Listening to Gerard Mayo with the Greg Hill Morning Show on our station this morning, he mentioned something about being a young coach and that line between ex-player but also having reverence for a coach. He said he always revered every coach he ever played for. You're in an interesting situation. You come from Mac Brown, an older coach, national title, established, to Gerard Mayo, his first year, ex-player, trying to figure out who he is. And I'm just wondering what you see and maybe the comparisons between Mac Brown and Gerard Mayo, and what is your relationship with Gerard Mayo?
Yeah, I think the first thing you notice is just the biggest thing you look for in a player is a player's coach. And I think they both check off that box. Coach Brown was, definition of a player's coach. He, the way he treated the players and not really like the elderly, I wouldn't say grandpa, but like the guy, always, Coach Brown was in the definition today. Coach Brown's getting up there, and he'll be the first one to tell you in age, and it's the way he was still able to, relate to the players and be a player's coach. And there's so much I learned from Coach Brown, and it was really the reason I went to North Carolina. But having Coach Mayo, same thing. I think, player's coach, he's done it. He's lived it. He's lived it through the Patriots, and he knows what it's like to, do the early morning lifts and come back and run the hills after practice. I think that's the biggest thing that you can kind of respect, that he's done it and won Super Bowls and done it here in this same building. And now these players who have played with him, at times, and now bringing back a lot of the coaches that he played with is a cool experience, and you can respect something like that and kind of grow a lot from that.
All right, quarterback question of the week brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This question comes to us from John up in Meredith, New Hampshire, who asks, Drake, did it feel better winning this week because you beat Caleb Williams?
Yeah, I think it was just good to get, win under my belt. I mean, first full game getting a win. Obviously, anytime you're facing a rookie quarterback or a guy drafted in your class, you want to come out on top, and glad we did that. But like I said, shout out to the defense. They played their butts off, and we did what it had to do to, finish out the game on offense. So proud of the guys, and I look forward to getting after next week.
Were you surprised to see him struggle so much? I mean, he had a very rough day, as you no doubt saw. You've competed against him before at different levels. Was that sort of surprising to see him out there having that kind of trouble?
No, I think the biggest thing is just our defense. They made tough on him. They're getting after him. They're switching up coverage. They play well, man. Our defense did a great job. And I wouldn't say, surprised with, facing our defense in training camp. So, pulling for Caleb, and, obviously you got to know him throughout, high school and even college, and was in the same high school, kind of class, so saw a lot of different places. So, rooting for him, but I think at the end of the day, just glad we won.
You ever been sacked 9 times in a game? Because that's what your defense did.
Yeah, 9 times. No, I know. I'm probably wouldn't feel too great, today. So you're glad right. Everyone's faced our defense.
Well, fingers crossed that doesn't happen to you ever, really, but certainly not this year. Drake May, great job. Thanks for joining us today. Good luck against the Rams this weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sweet. Thank y'all. Go Pats.
All right. Thanks, Drake May, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. We are going to be talking with Jonathan Jones here, I think, pretty soon. I don't know if he's on the line yet or not.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So we what should we do? Should we take a break, maybe?
I don't know. You're
host one. Let's keep on going.
Okay.
What do you say? Let's keep
on going.
Because I thought that May had some very interesting comments there, not just about the game, but I thought the Mayo stuff in there was interesting. I thought he had some good answers about his relationship with the team, the whole speech to the team and everything, his relationship with Gerard Mayo, these things that are evolving. I thought this week for him, you said last week was his best off-the-field week. I think it was this week.
Well,
I don't know if that's evolved for you or not, but
no,
I think
I agree.
For him,
and the fact that it's back-to-back weeks, I think that's huge. That's the evolution of a leader. And you know, John Lyons said something filling in for Fitzy on the postgame show last night about seems like Drake May's becoming the tone setter for this team. And when you look at great teams, generally the quarterback is the tone setter. I would also argue sometimes when you look at teams that are struggling, the quarterback is the tone setter in a negative way. And he mentioned it. Like, I don't think it's easy to necessarily stand up in front of the whole team as a young quarterback, tell Kendrick
Osborne. Made three starts.
Starts, and I'm going to tell Austin Hooper, who's been around the league for a decade, bouncing from teams, Hunter Henry, Mike Onwenu, who's massive. Like, I'm just going to look at these guys and be like, listen, you're not doing enough. You're not doing enough. I think that's a big step in the evolution for him, but also the evolution of the team to look at him and accept that that's who he is for this team.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.